The Journey to Joy. I never thought I'd become an expert on happiness. For most of my life, I was far from joyful. In fact, I was downright miserable. But through an unexpected journey of self-discovery and mindfulness practice, I found a way to access joy on demand. Now I want to share what I've learned so that you too can cultivate lasting happiness, regardless of your circumstances. My path to joy began when I was working as an early engineer at Google. Despite having what many would consider a dream job, I felt unfulfilled and unhappy. I started exploring meditation and mindfulness. Out of sheer desperation, I was miserable enough to try anything. To my surprise, I discovered that joy is a skill that can be developed through practice, much like building physical strength through exercise. Just as you can do bicep curls to strengthen your arms, there are mental exercises you can do to strengthen your capacity for joy. Through consistent practice, I was able to dramatically shift my baseline level of happiness. Even more remarkably, I found that I could eventually access a sense of joy and ease on demand, simply by tuning into my breath or cultivating loving kindness. The science of happiness. You might be skeptical that happiness can really be cultivated in this way. After all, doesn't our level of happiness largely depend on our circumstances and genetics? While it's true that about 50% of our capacity for happiness seems to be inherited, research shows that we have much more control over our emotional well-being than previously thought. A famous 1978 study found that even major life events like winning the lottery or becoming paralyzed don't have a lasting impact on happiness levels. After the initial shock or elation wears off, people tend to return to their baseline. This suggests that happiness is not primarily determined by external factors. The good news is that, through mental training, we can actually raise our happiness set point. Just as physical exercise can transform your body, meditation and mindfulness practices can rewire your brain for greater joy and resilience. With consistent practice, you can develop the ability to access positive mental states more easily, even in challenging circumstances. Easing into joy. The first key to cultivating joy on demand is learning to ease the mind into a state of relaxation and contentment. When the mind is at ease, joy becomes much more accessible. One simple way to practice this is through mindful breathing. Try this. Take a slow, deep breath, really savoring the sensation of the air moving in and out. As you exhale, allow your body to relax and settle. Notice any sense of relief or pleasure, however subtle. With practice, you can learn to access this state of ease more readily throughout your day. Another powerful technique is what I call thin slicing joy, tuning into brief moments of pleasure or contentment in your everyday experiences. Maybe it's the warmth of sunlight on your skin, the first sip of coffee in the morning, or a smile from a stranger. By deliberately attending to these micro moments of positivity, you train your mind to more easily access joyful states. Inclining the mind toward joy. Once you've developed some skill in easing the mind, the next step is to actively incline your awareness toward joy and positivity. This doesn't mean forcing yourself to feel happy or denying difficult emotions. Rather, it's about gently redirecting your attention to the good in your life and in the world around you. One simple but powerful practice is to wish for others to be happy. The next time you're in a public place, try silently offering well wishes to two strangers. May you be truly happy. Notice how this small act of kindness affects your own emotional state. When we cultivate goodwill for others, we often find that we're the ones who benefit most. Gratitude is another potent way to incline the mind toward joy. Try keeping a gratitude journal, writing down three things you're grateful for each day, or simply pause throughout your day to mentally note moments of good fortune, no matter how small. With practice, you'll find it easier to access feelings of appreciation and contentment. Uplifting the mind. The third key skill in cultivating joy on demand is learning to uplift the mind, especially when facing difficulties. This doesn't mean denying or suppressing negative emotions. Rather, it's about developing the capacity to meet challenging experiences with greater resilience and even to find opportunities for growth within them. One powerful technique for this is reframing. When faced with a problem, try asking yourself, What's the opportunity here? How might this situation help me grow or learn something valuable? This shift in perspective can transform obstacles into stepping stones. Loving-kindness meditation is another potent tool for uplifting the mind. In this practice, you systematically cultivate feelings of goodwill, first for yourself and then expanding outward to others. Start by silently repeating phrases like, "May I be happy, may I be healthy, may I live with ease." Then extend these wishes to loved ones, neutral people, difficult people, and eventually all beings. This practice can profoundly shift your emotional baseline, making it easier to access positive states even in challenging circumstances. Joy as a way of life. As you develop these skills of easing, inclining, and uplifting the mind, you'll find that joy becomes increasingly available in your daily life. It's important to remember that the goal isn't to feel ecstatic all the time. Rather, it's about cultivating an underlying sense of contentment and well-being that can support you through life's inevitable ups and downs. With practice, you may find that you can access a sense of joy or ease even in difficult moments. For instance, when you're stuck in traffic or dealing with a frustrating work situation, you might be able to take a breath, soften into the present moment, and find a glimmer of peace or even humor in the situation. Remember, cultivating joy is a lifelong journey, not a destination. There will still be challenges and difficult emotions. But with consistent practice, you can develop the inner resources to meet life's experiences with greater resilience, wisdom, and yes, joy. So I invite you to embark on this journey of discovering the happiness within. Start small, maybe with just one mindful breath a day. Be patient and kind with yourself as you develop these skills. And remember, every moment is an opportunity to ease into joy, to incline your mind toward the good, and to uplift your spirit. With time and practice, you too can learn to access joy on demand.